I'm Gary Hare. I'm Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Renewable Energy Group, headquartered in Ames, Iowa, and also represent the National Biodiesel Board as Chairman of the Governing Board.
Now, you were just elected as Chairman of the Governing Board, and you are the first producer member to be in that position. What does that mean as far as the direction of NBB is concerned?
I think, Cindy, that it means that that the industry is transitioning over to a biodiesel producer organization that recognizes the importance of the investment that the soybean industry has made into the industry to get it started, and now we're on a pathway to commercialize the industry and take that investment and bring it on to, you know, more commercial reality. I'm excited about the opportunities here for our industry that are in front of us with regards to some of the regulations, RFS2, and it's just been a nice transition, and I'm proud to be the first producer chairman of the National Biodiesel Board, and look forward to the challenges and the opportunities that we face.
Now, as an organization, NBB is relatively young, and as you mentioned, really pretty much it's been the soybean producers that have that really got it going, got it started, and have been serving in that chairmanship role. But it's been a tough couple of years for the industry, and obviously one of the biggest issues that you're looking at is getting that tax credit back. How do you feel about that? Are you optimistic that that will happen, especially when we're looking at a lame duck session here coming up?
It's extremely difficult to determine or estimate what's going to happen in Washington, D.C. with regards to the tax incentive and other credits that haven't been resolved yet. We're optimistic, obviously, and we will continue to push for extension of the biodiesel tax credit. We just don't know today just how that's going to work, if it's going to be possible or not. We're prepared to continue to work for that, though. The soybean industry has been a huge, huge supporter and help in getting that, and now the soybean industry and biodiesel producers are going to continue that effort, just as we have in the past, in a solidified way to try to get that reinstated for our industry.
How critical is it, Gary? How critical is that tax credit for the biodiesel industry?
Well, it's very important because it's complementary to the renewable fuel standard that is effective, that EPA has implemented July 1st of 2010. So the tax incentive, which helps support biodiesel producers and the industry, and then that complements the renewable fuel standard for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels, which creates demand for our product as well. So they're complementary, and it helps our industry, and it gets our industry to a more mature level where we will be able to sustain ourselves without any incentives.
Biodiesel has been determined by EPA to be an advanced biofuel under the RFS. You need to get that information out. So it may be something that people don't know. How are you going to go about informing people about this, the fact that biodiesel is an advanced biofuel?
Well, certainly it's something that that we are planning from the National Biodiesel Board's perspective to have an outreach and communication program to define our industry and let the public as well as the petroleum community know that biodiesel is currently the only advanced biofuel that meets the requirements of the renewable fuel standard, the second iteration of the renewable fuel standard. So our job and goal is going to be get that out, communicate that. We are a fantastic domestic resource that can supply some of the energy needs in transportation fuels, the diesel fuel throughout our country. And we want to see that get to as large a commercial impact as possible. So we're going to be doing a lot of communication and outreach and letting the public, letting regulatory agencies, and letting the petroleum community know that we are their solution for their advanced biofuels obligations and requirements.
Gary, talk to us a little bit about REG. You've been one of the more successful biodiesel companies in the country and really committed to biodiesel. Tell us a little bit about REG.
Well, REG is a company headquartered in Ames, Iowa. We currently have 182 million gallons of production capacity that is owned by our company. We have two plants in Iowa, two in Illinois, one in Houston, Texas. We have two plants that are under construction that we have put on construction hold until the industry gets back on its feet and grows some more. So we're very excited about the opportunities. We're very optimistic about the future. We are anticipating the demand from the renewable fuel standard to come in, and this is a demand for biodiesel that our industry has never had had available to it, and we see that as providing a foundation of business for our industry, and will enable the biodiesel producers to experience some growth just from that demand.
All right, Gary, who are the other officers that were elected today to serve on the governing board?
Certainly, Ed Ulch, who represents the Iowa Soybean Association, is vice chair. Jim Conway with Griffin Industries, a biodiesel producer in Kentucky, is treasurer. And Ron Marr, who is with the Minnesota Soy Processors, another biodiesel producer in Minnesota, is secretary.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations to you all, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you, and we'll be seeing you at the annual meeting coming up
in Phoenix. I look forward to it, Cindy. Thank you very much.
All right, take care, Gary. Thank you.